You are listening to another wacky, side-splitting, hair-raising, mind-numbing, percolating, levitating, irritating episode of the Sunday Morning Hangover, here on KWVA 88.1 FM, Eugene.
Okay, that was Simone White. Simone, are you there? Hello? We have technical difficulties. Simone White, are you there?
I'm here.
All right. We've got the great Simone White, who we just heard doing Candy Bar Killer from her latest CD, Yakimo. Did I get the pronunciation of the CD right?
I think so. I mean, I say Yakimo. I think the Japanese, there's a slight lingering on the extra I in there, because they're actually two different words put together, but sounds good to me.
Yeah, it's that came out in June, correct?
Yes, in the UK and Europe, and it's coming out later this year, this fall, in the States.
Now, you recorded that with one of the guys from Lamb Chop, this guy Mark Nivers?
Yeah, he was the producer. He also produced my last album.
Yeah, excellent stuff, and I really like the way he captured your voice. Anyhow, Simone, thanks for, attending the services of the Sunday Morning Hangover. I really appreciate it.
Oh, no, I'm pleased to be here.
And the reason we're talking to you is because you're playing town this coming week, August 7th, Friday night, at the New Dream Daycare Center on Polk and West 18th. That's going to be a gas. And I can't wait for that. That's going to be wonderful.
Oh, great. I'm excited, too.
Where are you right now?
I'm in Venice, California.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Venice, Italy, or something like that.
No, Venice Beach, California.
So, wow, I wish I was at Venice Beach, California. I'm stuck in Eugene, Oregon over here.
Oh, I'm very excited to come visit Eugene. I used to live there years ago, and it's good to be back. My dad lives there, and my aunt's going to be there, and we're going to have a little family reunion, and I'm going to play a show.
Your dad called earlier. I'm in trouble with your dad, you know.
Uh-oh, what did you do?
I gave the wrong night. I said it was Saturday night, your gig, and not Friday night.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, and he corrected me on that. And he also corrected me on the address for the gig. So I was like, two strikes, one more, I'm out. So, Dad, if you're listening, please don't kill me.
Sure.
But
and also, I'm playing the show with the Japanese koto player Mitsuki Dazai. She's playing a set as well.
Yeah.
I don't know if you announced that.
No, I did not announce that, but you just did, and
okay.
I did catch a little bit of her stuff. I think it was up on YouTube, or maybe it was up on Facebook, or something like that. You're one of my Facebook friends.
Oh, we are? Oh, yes, we are.
I noticed you were having a little trouble with Facebook a few weeks ago.
I was. I was trying to figure out the difference between the profile and the pages. we don't have to go into that here.
So you're more of a European artist than you are an American artist.
I guess that's just, I think that happens sometimes. You get more well-known the farther you travel.
Tell me how you ended up in Europe or London.
The album, I recorded I Am the Man with Marky Nevers, and then he sent it to Honest John's because he'd recorded Candy Staten's record, which they were putting out, and they signed me, and they're based in the UK, so they put it out there, and it got put out well-known in Europe. I had a song that was in an ad that played there, and I just started touring there, and it's doing really well in Germany, and now the next record's out. I don't know. It just sort of happens that way.
Yeah. Of course, the first time I heard you was in that Audi ad.
You did hear that?
Yes, the Beep Beep song. I heard that a couple of years back. They played it over here in the States for a while. I saw.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, no, it was on TV. I distinctively remember it because I said, oh, that's a nice song. And then somewhere along the line, I got
I don't know. That's the first I've heard of that. It's, they're supposed to tell me if it's out over here.
Oh, well, you know, I checked it out. I looked it up, and it said, yeah, the ad was aired in Europe. But I swear, I've seen that ad in America somewhere. Of course, I watch, you know, a lot of cable and stuff like that. So who knows? I could have seen it on the BBC or any of those other things. But I remember being just intrigued with that song because it's got a particular timing about it. It's just, I don't know how to say this. It's the correct time.
You're into time. Your last name is time.
That's right. I am all about time, and just the meter of the song is wonderful. And putting Beep Beep to it is, of course, the video is on YouTube. And did you do that video yourself or?
I did that with a friend of mine, Linda Sabu, who is also used to live in Eugene. Is from there. She's now in Hawaii, but we made a bunch of videos. I met her down here in L.A., and just all homemade, handmade videos, edited on the computer, done, shot in one day, finished the next day.
Yeah, that's...
Actually, the Beep Beep song video we did in 2 days.
Yeah, the Beep Beep song was shown during the halftime break of the Rugby World Cup Final of 2007. Maybe that's where I saw it.
Were you watching that?
No, I wasn't. Oh. But I just thought I'd throw that in there. No.
Yeah, that was pretty amazing. That was exciting.
Yeah, we will be playing the Beep Beep song in a few minutes, and I'm sure you're... Do you ever get tired of hearing your hit?
Well, I don't really hear it so much. I mean, I guess I don't... I just don't happen to be in a place where or listening to the radio when it comes on.
Right.
Well, I mean, I'm not in Europe, and I don't get tired of playing it, although I think people think that I would because they think it's like some kind of big hit that I'm tired of, but I'm not. I'm certainly not tired of it.
So when it's like a huge hit single in America, then you'll get tired of it, right?
No, I don't think so. I really, it's a sweet song, and it's quite happy, and a lot of my songs are kind of slow and melancholy, and in the set when I get to that one, it's always really refreshing.
Well, actually, I find your songs upbeat and kind of happy. You're categorized on Yahoo and Amazon as folk Americana. Where would you put yourself?
That's usually the easiest way to describe it, I guess. It's hard to define or put yourself in the right sound. I mean, because I play usually solo, it's just me and the guitar, I think the songs become a little bit more sparse and melancholy. So on the album, maybe they're more upbeat because I play with a band, when I record with a band. But I never know what to say. I just say folk. And also because folk music, it's not just about the instrumentation and sound, but the what you're singing about. And I think, wanting to sing the sort of subjects that I'm singing about maybe are more in the folk category.
Right. They're very personal, and they're very up close. They're very one-to-one, I
find. Stories of people, and then also the political songs. I mean, I guess you could write a political pop song, but I like to say pop sometimes, too, just because that's such an overused word, and it's not... I don't know. I think for a while on YouTube, my genre, I just put it as pop.
Well, yeah, it's funny because you did appear on my friend Craig Lev's Snap, Crackle, and Pop show.
That's right.
Heard every Friday here at 8 o'clock now, and that was a few years back. And I was like, hey, I was all excited. I was saying to Craig, hey, I'm going to have Simone White on next week. He goes, oh, yeah, I had her on a few weeks ago. And I'm like, oh, damn, you know, he scooped me again, you know. But you've toured with a lot of people, including Nouvelle Vague.
That's right.
Yeah,
that was really fun. That was my first sort of big tour where I opened for a band. And one of the shows was at the Shepherd's Bush Empire in London, which is this huge venue. And when I found out I was going to be playing there, I was like, oh, my God, I was so scared. But then we kind of led up to that. Like, we had 2 weeks of playing, and the venues just started getting bigger and bigger. And then by the time I got there, I was like, wow, this is great, this is easy, which was a very interesting learning experience. But they were really nice. I was traveling around in a van full of French people, all kind of making fun of me.
Well, you know, us Americans are easy to make fun of nowadays, aren't we?
Nowadays. It's different now.
Yeah, that's right. I think they've laid off a little bit ever since we lost that wacko president we used to have.
Oh, right, right.
But, yeah, I really love your stuff. And your new CD, Yakimo, you say it's coming out in the States soon, huh?
Yeah, I don't know exactly when. I should be knowing that sooner. But I think fall, maybe October.
Yeah, we opened up the set here with Candy Bar Killer. Tell me about that song. Is there anything you can add to that besides the lyrics?
That's a song that was written by my friends Frank Bango and Richie Visecki, and that's actually how I ended up on Snap, Crackle, and Pop, because Craig Levy is a big fan of Frank's. And they are, they're actually into writing the perfect pop song, so that's where I get my pop. I do some of their songs, and Richie writes the lyrics, Frank does the music, and also records them.
Oh.
And I do several of their songs on my album. They're old friends, and I just love their Brill Building style.
Oh, but it's funny you mentioned Brill Building, because I've been obsessed. There's a book called There's Always Magic in the Air by Ken Emerson, and it's about the Brill Building in the 60s, how in the old days people got together in a little room and wrote songs for people like, oh, everybody, the Monkees, Betty Everett, you know, you name it. And it's an incredible book, and I suggest you look for it. It's a lot of fun, but it captures that whole Brill Building thing. You're talking about Frank Bango. Is he in a band?
He has his own. Well, yeah, he has his own band, I guess.
Do you know who they are? What the name of his band is, or is it just Frank Bango?
It's Frank Bango, and sometimes he was touring for a while or playing shows in New York. Frank Bango and the Magic Fingers, but I don't know if he's still playing with those guys. He's been recording and actually dealing with he had a illness that he's been getting better from the last couple of years. But he's still making music, writing songs with Richie, and doing really good.
Do you have any favorites off of Yakimo, or any songs you prefer?
My favorite song is Victoria Ann.
Uh-huh.
And I wrote that about my friend Victoria Williams, who's a musician who I met last summer touring with Honest John's Review.
Okay.
And I also really like A Girl You Never Met.
Well, I'm going to play Victoria Ann because you like it, but I also want to play the Beep Beep song. But before we go, I want to talk a little bit about the gig. Do you know much about this new Dream Daycare Center?
No, I don't. My dad got this show together and found this venue, and I think it sounds like it's going to be good. I mean, it sounds kind of strange, a daycare center, but I think they have a stage in it, or a good space for playing a show.
Yeah, well, you'd be good there. All the little babies would like you.
I can play them the Beep Beep song.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's, I saw it on TV last night. They covered it on local TV, the opening of the new Dream Daycare Center at Polk and West 18th, Eugene. You'll be there on Friday night, and you're playing with who, you're appearing with who again?
I'm appearing with Mitsuki Dazai, who plays the koto, which is a Japanese instrument. And my dad told me that if you want to guarantee a seat, you have to RSVP to this number, 344-2124.
All right, very good.
442124.
Thank you very much, Simone White, for appearing on the Sunday Morning Hangover.
Thank you so much, Mark Time.
Yeah, I will be there, and it's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm going to play the Beep Beep song. So thanks for calling me.
Thank you.
Have a great Sunday.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Beep, 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 beep. Go the horns and the cars in the street. We walked away from the lover's leap. Opposite directions, synchronized feet. Wait, 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 wait. Wait, 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 for the time it takes a heart to mend a break. How many moons are reflected in the lake? Can you wait forever if time is all it takes? Despite all the warnings, I landed like a fallen star in your arms. Beat, 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 goes my heart on the side of my sleeve, whispering something I can hardly believe. Let me take the lead, 'cause love is all we need. You and me and your brother spent the summer catching crawfish in the creek. Mosquito bites, spitting watermelon seeds. Your mama's pork fat grits, stacking pennies on the railroad tracks. Got drunk on homemade gin, robbed the general store. Had a hat in a looking and a seeing too. Boy, my butt was sore. Was your butt sore too? Victoria Ann, Victoria Ann, don't ride your bike behind the fog man. Victoria Ann, Victoria Ann, Victoria Ann. Someday, why I cannot say. Wonder bread and Annie's sandwiches, smoking jimps and weed cigars, sitting in the swamps. As I ain't, no, you ain't. Slinging cemetery stones, wearing Spanish curly moss wigs, chasing chiggers in my hair. You gave me ringworm, scabies, and the lice. Yes, I did, but it was not my fault. Daddy says there's a devil in the woods, and he's got his eye on me. He's leaning on his shiny cane, gonna take me away for all my evil deeds. But it was you that chucked the kittens in the river. I threw you in straight after laughing, falling. clothes off and jumped right in. Running naked down the street, your mom is screaming, chasing us as fast as she can. Calling, come home, God damn. Victoria Ann, Victoria Ann, don't ride your bike behind the fog man. Victoria Ann, Victoria Ann, Victoria Ann, don't ride your bike behind the fog man. You regret it someday.
So you Americans and your president, hooey, I spit upon him.
Do you think that's what was going on when Simone was riding around with those French people? I don't think so. I'm sure they were very nice to her. Simone White was just on here, and she's a real sweetie. We heard Victoria Ann, the Beep Beep song, and Candy Bar Killer. Simone White will be playing Eugene on Friday night. This is the incredible Mantovani. I can't get away from this guy. But what I wanted to do was I wanted to talk a little bit about gossip. Gossip is, well, nobody likes to talk about if somebody's messing around on their partner or anything like that. But when it comes to Sarah Palin, the purveyor of family values and everything that's right in America, we have to talk about the gossip. This has not been a good month for Sarah Palin. I mean, early in July, she resigned as governor. She delivered a real wacky speech and also a really strange farewell speech. She was on Twitter doing some tweeting, and the tweeting on Twitter has ceased. But now we find out, as of yesterday, that their marriage is in trouble. Yeah. The rumors are flying around that she will soon be divorcing Todd, and it's all over philandering on both sides. In honor of this news, we are going to play the incredible William Shatner reading Sarah Palin's farewell speech.
Mr. William Shatner.
Soaring through nature's finest snow. Denali, the great one, soaring under the midnight sun. And then the extremes in the wintertime. It's the frozen road that is competing with all of its fog frigid beauty. The cold, though, doesn't it split the chichacos from the sourdoughs? And then in the summertime, such extremes. Summertime. About 150 degrees hotter than just some months ago, and then just some months from now. With fireweed blooming along the frost heaves and merciless rivers that are rushing and carving and reminding us that here Mother Nature wins, and it is as throughout all Alaska, that big, wild, good life teeming along the road that is north to the future.
William Shatner.
Now, that was from the Tonight Show with Conan O'Brien. That was early in the week, and it went down so well, and it was just put all over the net so much that there was an encore. William Shatner came back on Thursday night to read Sarah Palin's tweets. Yes, her postings on Twitter, and I have that here for you, too.
Here to read Sarah Palin's tweets verbatim as they were intended to be heard is Emmy Award winner and Master Thespian, Mr. William Shatner.
sea life near lush, wet rainforest. To energy housed under frozen tundra atop permafrost. God most creatively displays his diversity in Alaska. Tourists from across America. Here, loving their 49th state, I'm reminded one heart, one hope, one destiny, one flag from sea to sea. Awesome Alaska night, sensing summer already winding down, with fireweed near full bloom, finally sitting down to pen, listening to Big and Rich. Left you Nalakeet warmth for rain in Juneau tonight. No drought threat down here ever, but consistent rain reminds us no rain, no rainbow.
William Shatner.
Here's to those who love not too wisely, no, not wisely, but too well. To the girl who sighs with envy when she hears that wedding bell. To the guy who'd throw a party if he knew someone to call. Here's to the losers, bless them all. Here's to those who drink their dinners when that lady doesn't show. To the girls who wait for kisses underneath that mistletoe. To the lonely summer lovers when the leaves begin to fall. Here's to the losers, I bless them all. Hey, Tom, Dick, and Harry, come in out of the rain. Those torches you carry must be drowned in champagne. Here's the last toast of the evening. Here's to those who still believe. All the losers will be winners. All the givers shall receive. Here's to trouble-free tomorrows. May your sorrows all be small. Here's to the losers. Bless them all. Hey, Tom, Dick, and Harry, come in out of that rain. Those torches you carry must be drowned in champagne. Here's the last toast of the evening. Here's to those who still believe. All the losers will be winners. All the givers shall receive. Here's to trouble-free tomorrows. May your sorrows all be small. Here's to the losers. Here's to the losers. Here's to the losers. Bless them all.
He was once a little green dab of clay, Gumby, but you should see what Gumby can do today. Gumby, he can walk into any book with his pony pal Pokey too. And he'll find fun where there's none if you'd like him to. And if he likes, he can change into something new. Gumby, He makes toys do things they could never do. What you see is a mystery, but he makes it all come true. If you've got a heart, then Gumby's a part of you. He can change into something new. That's Gumby. He makes toys do the things they could never, ever do. Yes, being green can be really keen, especially when you are blue. So if you've got a heart, then Gumby's a part of you. A heart, then Gumby's a part of you.
Hit it up there, you rugged head.
Now we're moving, we're grooving, we're shaking, we're grooving, we're moving with James Brown. Buckethead. Yeah. Buckethead. But I hope you enjoyed that Sarah Palin set. Frank Sinatra Jr. singing Gumby from the Gumby tribute album. All kinds of people on this record. Frank Zappa's son, Dweezil, and Moon Unit, his daughter, doing some Gumby songs. Yep, Brave Combo, Sly and Robbie, Frank Sinatra Jr. with the Gumby Heart Song. Before that, we heard Frank Sinatra Sr. Here's to the Losers and a Sarah Palin set. William Shatner reading Sarah Palin's words. Yes, I will not repeat the bad joke that my friend called in and repeated, my friend Aaron, because it would not be proper on the radio. Let us just say that Sarah's having a bad month, and I'll say a prayer for her. Anyways, where are we going? This is the Reverend Mark Time on a Sunday Morning Hangover. I've got a few more tricks up my sleeve, including how to play bongos. We'll hear that in a minute. Or how to play congas. See, I did that yesterday. I was on a shoot with my friend D'Ampi Solahama. We're shooting a TV show. And I referred to the guy's congas as bongos. And he took it very personally. It was Kenny Reed. Kenny Reed's conga player. I will not do that again. I promise. Even though I just did it. I was going to play something very cool, but I forgot what it was. Where was it? Was this it? No. That wasn't it. Maybe this is it.
Still mine. You're out.
I hate to talk over the Kinks' greatest instrumental, but this is a track called Revenge from Kink Size. We heard Blondie with Sunday Girl, Dionne Warwick, You'll Never Get to Heaven If You Break My Heart, the incredible Sandy Posey, Born a Woman. You might remember Nick Lowe's cover of that. Started out with Yard Sale from Oakland. What a bunch of sweeties. Out of time. This is Reverend Mark Time, running out of time. I got 15 more minutes. Lots of surprises, including how to play congas. Yeah, we're going to learn how to play congas right now. Now, pardon me. Speaking of vinyl, you know it's vinyl when you have a record that's cracked. This record is actually cracked all the way down to the label. But I'm going to play it anyhow. Because I took the pieces and fitted them together, so I think it'll play. I think you will like this.
So penetrating is the sound of the conga drum that in the jungle, the drums can be heard for several miles. In Cuba, as in Africa, the drums have been used as a means of jungle telegraph to create the excitement of a voodoo rite and as a source of rhythms for their popular dance music. It is this latter use that concerns us. Let's listen as Jack Berger adds the rest of the Cuban rhythm section to the untamed sound of the congas. We now have the simple rumba. Like the clave, maracas, and bongos, the conga drums were only playing their simple, basic patterns. Let's take the conga drums one by one. The conga family consists of three popular drums and several that are rarely used. The largest drum is the almost extinct conga. Its large size and very basic pattern limit its use. A two-headed hourglass drum is called the bata. Like the conga, it also is rarely used. The popular tumba is next to the conga drum in size and has a basic pattern that both includes and embellishes that of the conga. The tumba plays eighth notes with a choke accent on beat number two and open tones on beats four and.
For pictures with ivory soap. I petted stray dogs and shied plate of dope. My smile is brilliant. My glance is tender. But I am noted most for my unspoiled agenda. I've been made Miss Rheingold, though I never touch beer. And I'm the person to whom they say, "You're sweet, my dear." The only etchings I've seen have been behind glass. And the closest I've been to a bar was at ballet class. Prim and proper. The girl who's never been cased. Well, I'm tired of being pure and not chaste.
Some of that sacred level. I wanna go to the devil. I wanna be evil. I wanna spit tax. I wanna be evil and cheat at death. I wanna be wicked. I wanna tell lies. I wanna be mean and throw my tide. I wanna wake up in the morning with a dark brown face. I wanna wanna see some dissipation in my face. I wanna be evil, I wanna be mad, but more than that, I wanna be bad. I wanna be evil and chop an ace just to see my partner's face. I wanna be nasty, I wanna be cruel, I wanna be daring, I wanna shoot pool, and in the theater, I want to change my seat, so I can step on everybody's feet. I wanna be evil, I wanna hurt for lies, I wanna sing songs like the guy who cries. I wanna be hard, I wanna drink booze, and whatever I've got, I am eager to lose. I wanna be evil, little evil me, just as mean and evil as I can be.
Ladies and gentlemen, Eartha Kitt live at the Plaza. I hope you enjoyed that. Well, this is the Reverend Mark time. I'm just about out here. Okay, here's what I'm doing. I'm throwing things against the wall to see if they stick. How about this one?
I tell myself what's done is done. I tell myself, don't be a fool, play the field, have a lot of fun. It's easy when you play it cool. I tell myself, don't be a chump, who cares, let him stay away. That's when the phone rings and I jump, and as I grab the phone I pray.
Right, here it comes.
Must be him.
Oh dear God, it must be him. It must be him, or I shall die. Or I shall die. Oh hello, hello, my dear God. It must be him, but it's not him, and then I die. After a while, I myself again. I pick the pieces off the floor, put my heart on the shelf again. He'll never hurt me anymore. I'm not a puppet on a string. I'll find somebody else someday. That's when the phone rings, and once again, I start to pray.
All right, everybody.
Let it please be him.
Oh,
it must be him. It must be him. Or
I shall die.
Or I
shall die.
Oh. It must be him.
Then I die.
Then I'll die.
Again I die.
I die. Yeah.
Let it please
be him.
Oh dear God,
it must be him. Quit mumbling and talk out loud.
Thank you.
2 weeks on the Sunday Morning Hangover, we're going to have my good friend Gary Mollica from Pasadena bringing you lots of stuff that he's accumulated over the last year. Stay tuned. That will be the Scandinavian edition of the Sunday Morning Hangover. We're also going to be celebrating the debut of Mad Men 2 weeks from tonight on TV. I love that show. You can write me, M-A-R-C-T-I-M-E at netzero.net, or you can reach me Facebook, MySpace, Twitter, PayPal, everywhere else in between. This has been a fun morning. I hope you guys recuperated from your big old party. We're listening to Bo Diddley. Before that, we heard Vicky Carr, It Must Be Him, and a duet with the Reverend Mark Time. I hope you enjoy the next program here on KWVA. Eugene, before we go, though, we're going to say a prayer.
Two-state solution in Gaza, and a reintroduction of the dodo bird to its native habitat, and an end to hunger in sub-Saharan Africa.